Wildlife poachers in Utah have two new officers to fear in the Division of Wildlife Resources, but when catching criminals, these two come on all fours and with very wet noses. Carlo and Cruz, both two-year-old Labrador retrievers, were welcomed to the force Monday and demonstrated their uncanny tracking abilities at the Lee K shooting range in Salt Lake City. After spending months away at Police Academy in Indiana with their trainers, the two were given their badges. Carlo's handler, Josh Carver, said the dogs were chosen for their job due to their desire to please.
One of the things you got to look for is a high drive. And that drive sometimes leads dogs into animal shelters. Because the family says, hey, I brought this dog home, and he was supposed to be just a really chill dog, but he's just off the wall. He's bouncing up and down. He's on my couch. Well, that's the dog we're looking for.
The dogs specialize in tracking animals, people, and articles, such as weapons hidden by fleeing poachers. For each task, the dogs have a different harness or collar that Carver says cues the dogs into what they're tracking. While the dogs are best at tracking criminals, they also act as a friendly face for the department, and Carver says that's why they prefer labs to typical police dogs like German Shepherds.
We really want it to be something that's familiar to all the people that we usually encounter. And so I think it de-escalates situations, but you know, really, I'll be honest with you, it doesn't matter the breed, but it does seem to make our hunters feel a little more at ease when we have a lab.
At the end of the day, Carlo goes home with Carver's family, but is always ready to go back to work.
I mean, it is his favorite thing. When I let him out of his kennel, he rushes to my truck as fast as he can. He beats me to my truck, and he's waiting. Let's go to work, boss. Let's go.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Carter Moore.